Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless, of course, you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. You don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Obey when I say listen.
Hello and welcome to another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the show where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm a professional musician. Every episode has a theme, and the theme for this hour is world. Every song title has the word world in it, and we're going to start with Harvest for the World, Isley Brothers. Great stuff. I remember when this album came out. By the way, wasn't that nice the way I let Light My Fire end? Because it cuts into my hour, you know. It cuts right in, but I couldn't end it. I destroyed too many brain cells listening to that song. I can afford to lose a few more. So where was I? Oh, yeah. The Isley Brothers are great. We're great. And they did Harvest for the World. Now, I remember when this album came out, I had the album, and it starts out. The song Harvest for the World, it starts with this strange and beautiful introduction, sort of a rumination. I don't know. It's funny. And then the second track is the one we're more familiar with. And that's the way they wanted them to be heard in sequence. That's the way they recorded it. That's what they wanted. So I'm going to play it that way. I'm not going to come in and start talking. I know you'll miss me, but I'm not going to come in and offer my opinions after the intro. I'm going to let it go right into the next track, the way the Isley Brothers, I think, wanted it to be. The second version of Harvest for the World is just happy. What a beautiful song. This is the Isley Brothers doing Harvest for the World here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
For the world.
Isley Brothers here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy, listening to the sack. The theme is World, and the next song is by Cameo. It's Chopped Up. The lead singer, you know, this lead, I don't know his name. Somebody look it up. Ask your phone. But he was too much, man, this guy. You know, he's the cat with the inverted pyramid on his for his hair, and he wore a codpiece, for Pete's sake. The guy was too much, and he was great. I keep saying was. They're probably out doing casinos and corporate gigs. I hope they're still going. At last I heard they were still going. But this song's in C, and he's singing a half step up. So the song's here, and he's. Hands on to me, fight for the right. You know, and then he goes. He comes up, which resolves, because you get that. And so it resolves there on a flat three. So it's, you know, it wasn't just random. It sounds dissonant. It sounds wrong, but it's right. It's so cool. It creates a great tension. This guy chose his notes. I really like this singer. This is Cameo doing I Like the World here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Cameo here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's, man, because, my grooves are crunchy, baby. Man, I worked today. Today was Father's Day. Yeah, thank you very much. You're welcome. I worked for 4 hours outside today, and it was hot. I saw a dog chasing a rabbit. They were both walking. I'm telling you, hot. I saw a chicken lay an omelet. It was hot, baby. Yeah. But you know what? Here's what I don't get. When they're saying, okay, it's going to be hot. You're watching the news, you're listening to the news, and then they say, don't forget to hydrate. Well, I got a lot of problems with this one. For one thing, when did hydrate become the substitute for drink water? You know, it just sounds stupid to me. It never stops. Some things sound stupid when they first come in, but then you get hit over the head with them so many times, you get used to it, you know? like swag or you know, dope or whatever. You know, you get used to it. You end up. How was your day? Dope. Anyway, who are you calling a dope? Oh, well, hydrate. I never got it. Just still sounds stupid to me. You know, don't forget to hydrate. And what do you mean, don't forget to? Who are you talking to when you say don't forget to hydrate? Who are you talking to? Who's going to forget to? You know, I remember to hydrate. I remember to drink water today. You know how? I got thirsty, so I drank water. I mean, have you ever heard of, seen an epitaph on a tombstone that said, "I forgot to hydrate"? You know, and the only people who might forget are the people who are disabled or they're confused. They're old. They're your parents. You know, and they're not going to hear the message anyway. So who's the message for? I don't know, people. I just don't know. Well, you listen to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and now that we've all hydrated, you know, watered our plants, our hydroponic plants, I will go on to the next song by Willie Nelson here. And here's Willie doing reggae. Yeah, there's a skank going on. And Willie's, he plays a guitar solo, and he's got his own thing. Listen to the last notes of the guitar solo, right at the very, very tail, these last notes that he sticks in, the last three or four notes. It's too much. This is Willie Nelson doing, "I've Just Destroyed the World." Listen.
The sun just went behind the cloud. There's darkness all around me now. I've just destroyed the world I'm living in. I broke her heart so many times. Now at last I've broken mine. And I've just destroyed the world I'm living in. What made me think that I could go on hurting her? I should have known. There had to be an end. The schools of love are taught by fate. We never learn till it's too late. I've just destroyed the world I'm living in. Just destroyed the world I'm living in.
That's Willie Nelson doing "I've Just Destroyed the World." And here on KX93.5 FM, Lagooner Beach. I'm John Troy, listening to The Sack. The theme is World. The next song is by Vince Gill. It's got an acoustic guitar in 3/4 time. It's alone, and you should be able to pick it up right away that it's in 3/4 time. And the drummer's hitting on the three. which is kind of cool. He's not the really classic way to beat out a 3-4 is to hit on the 2 and 3. So it'd be 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. But he's just hitting on the 3. He leaves the 2 out. So it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. So when he hits on that 3, it's like a little lift to the next 1, 1, 2, up, 1, 2. You know, do you feel that lift? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. You know, it kind of like, here you go. Kind of cool. There's a pedal steel answering on the second chorus. There's a piano solo. This is Vince Gill, If I Didn't Have You in My World, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
If I didn't have you in my world, what a lonely place my world would be. If I didn't have you in my world, I think I'd just pack up and leave. Seems like I've waited a lifetime to find someone special like you. If you ever walked out of my life, I don't know. If I didn't have you in my world, what a lonely place my world would be. If I didn't have you in my world, just pack up and leave. You gave me time I looked in your eyes, I shudder to think what might happen if you ever told me goodbye. If I didn't have you, what a lonely place my world would be. If I didn't have you in my world, I think I'd just pack up and leave. If I didn't have you in my world.
Vince Gill here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing If I Didn't Have You in My World. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Country Groove Sack. The theme is world. The next song is Mary J. Mary J. Blige's production. Boy, every song she does is produced. Whew. Boy, it's dense. It's lush. Every time. The drums are programmed, keyboard, bass, dense harmonies. Again, the women sing the chorus while she, the lead singer, answers and sort of does curly cues around it. The thing about Mary's melisma, no, it's not a condition. It's the facility or the practice of packing a lot of notes into one vowel. She can do that. She and Ariana Grande and Christina Aguilera, a lot of them can do that. The thing about, and a lot of it bores me, because I think it's contrived and technique over soul. But some I don't mind. I don't mind. And maybe this is just a double standard on my part. I don't know. But the thing that I like about hers is the notes she chooses to sing. They're I don't know, jazzy. They're different. She's different. Mary J. She is, just is. This is Mary J. Blige doing Share My World here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. God, man. Those harmonies. Gosh, man, oh, man. Phew. Boy, that's good stuff. That's Mary J. Blige here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing Share My World. I'm John Troy. You're listening to The Sack. The theme is World. And the next song is by Lee Fields. Who dat? Well, Lee Fields, he's sort of an under-the-radar cat. He's just about my age. I'm about a year older than him. But he's known for sort of sounding like James Brown. I mean, that's sort of kind of too bad. But he's good. He's good. This is old school. He's got fat back drums. And he, like me, he shows his influences. Put it this way. We're about the same age, so I can really hear his influences because I like the same stuff. James Brown, Marvin Gaye. You can hear that in his voicing, in his singing. And this band, they got a cool thing now and then. Everybody tacits in music. When you tacit, that means you don't play. It means something a little different in music than the general definition. There's a few words like that. I might turn to somebody on stage. In fact, I turned to a drummer the other day. Todd Wolf was on stage with us, with Nick Hernandez, and there was a part coming up where we were supposed to not play, and I turned to Todd, and I just quickly whispered to him, tacit, and he knew exactly what I meant, and he stopped playing. So, and they do this, the band does that, a couple times. I forget, like, everybody tacits except for one player, and he goes for a couple bars, and then everybody jumps back in again. It's pretty cool. Listen for that. This is Lee Fields, and The Expressions is the name of the outfit, doing My World here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Stories about
and the Expressions here on KX93.5 FM. Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy, listening to The Sack. The theme is World, and the next song is by the great, taken, ripped from our midst much too soon, Prince. This song, it takes a special kind of genius, I think, to write a song. You know, you think it's hard to write a song, and you gotta, and you come up with a verse. All right, then you gotta have a chorus, and another verse, another chorus, and then a bridge. You know, but you don't. There's nothing written in stone that says you have to write it that way. You might want to write a song like this, which is basically it doesn't change. There's no changes. It doesn't go anywhere. But it does, because he brings things in and pulls things out. So it keeps morphing, you know, and it keeps moving along. It's not just a dial tone. There's a lot going on. Machine drums, keyboard bottom. That's all I'm going to say about it. This is Prince doing the song New World here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
New World.
Prince here on KX93.5 FM. doing the song New World. Can you listen to that and not dance in your seat? Can you listen to that and not move? Because if you can, you're really white. Not that there's anything wrong with that, brother. All right. This next song is by, I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and the theme is World. And the next song is People Make the World Go Round, the Stylistics hit. But we're going to listen to a different guy do it, to someone else, a guy named Mark Dorsey. And this has odd bars in it. It's generally in 4-4 time, but there's odd bars all through it. So I'm going to come in and count over it and point out the odd bars, the not 4-4 bars. So I'm going to jump in and count over it, try not to screw it up too much, and just but otherwise basically ruin it for you for the sake of musical education. There's in the verse, there's two bars of four, then a bar of three. In the chorus, there's two bars of four and a bar of six, three bars of four and a bar of six, and then on the outro, it alternates between four and five. So I'll point it out to you. This is Mark Dorsey doing People Make the World Go Round here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. This is all 4-4. Then it starts the verse. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. See? Cool, huh? Six, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep counting.
Wall Street losing dough on every shade. Smoking in the easy chair on a fancy car without a care. But they're what makes the world go round. The ups and downs are carousels, changing people's heads around. Go underground, young man. People make the world go round.
people make the world go round. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A little shade of Donny Hathaway there. Yeah, that's Mark Dorsey doing People Make the Girl... The, and People Make the Girls Go Worldly. People Make the World Go Round here on KX 93.5 FM Laguna Beach. I got time for one more this hour. And this is good old John Fogerty. Now, he starts out at the beginning of the song by himself. This is a live show. And he starts out by himself on guitar. He lays down the rhythm. And I want you to listen to how good his time is. The time is there. And if you're learning how to play an instrument, your time has to be good. Don't just think, well, it'll be okay because there'll be a drummer there. No, if your time isn't good, other people will hear it. See, and no one's going to want to play with you. You got to have a good time yourself, not a good time. You have to have a good time. It's got to be solid. For one thing, it sounds good, you know. And for another thing, he doesn't have to count it off because just by him playing, the rest of the band knows exactly where the groove is. He lets them know, so they know right where the floor is. They know right where to step. All right. So, and the bass player's do, one and two and three. He's pedaling eights. He just drives it. Playing, he's not doing a line. No, he just do. He just stays on the same note of whatever the chord is. This is John Fogerty doing Rockin' All Over the World here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen. John Fogerty sounds like they like it too. Yep. That was John Fogerty doing Rockin' All Over the World. And that wraps it up for another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I had a lot of fun. I hope you did too. I want to tell you that I'm going to be back in just a few moments with another episode, another theme, more great music, and more insufferable blather. That's right. So for all of us, so stick around. And for all of us here at KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, this is John Troy saying, ciao, baby.
Good job.